from Hendersonville High School in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Pisgah Bear basketball is on the air. Tonight we have a second round state playoff matchup between our Pisgah Bear boys and the Hendersonville Bearcats. This is Jack Webb. I'll be providing the play-by-play. To my right is Chad Paris doing the color commentary. And back at the studio is Tim Hodges. So, Chad, deja vu. Fourth meeting for Hendersonville in Pisgah.
Here we go again, right? We've seen this one three times. And each time we saw competitive basketball games, two good teams, they kind of try to force their will on each other. Hendersonville wants to play fast and trap, and Pisgah, you know, when they get in their offense, move the ball, they do well. So it's kind of it's going to be one of those who's going to execute, you know, the best and take care of the basketball. I think it's going to be really important.
Absolutely. The first game here at Hendersonville, Hendersonville won in a close game, kind of pulled away, won by six. At the end of the game, we made a couple of unforced errors and gave them that opportunity. When they came to Pisgah, we pretty much dominated them. And then we played last week in the conference championship, and first half, we were down by four at halftime, and then the wheels just fell off and the lug nuts, too. The lug nuts were laying all over the floor that night.
Yes, so, they were.
So hopefully we've got them tightened up tonight. And we're ready to play some basketball.
Well, sometimes you can learn by knowing what not to do. And the way we played that second half, we lost our energy, and we looked a little, I don't know, it was one of those games that we just didn't look right in the second half.
Yeah, so it was almost like they took a nap or something that second half.
Yeah, it was weird.
They just didn't come out with the energy like we'd seen, and Hendersonville did, and boy, they just put the pedal to the metal in that second half, and it was over pretty quick.
And this is one of those games you can't sleepwalk through. You're going to have to play your best. So.
Absolutely. So that's our keys to the game. We've got to guard the three-point line. Cam Walker needs to keep Ben Beaker out of the lane. But we're ready for a good matchup. We know them. They know us. And well, may the best team win, that's for sure.
We just got to execute and do our thing, and I think we'll be all right.
Hopefully it's the black and red, not the red and white.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take a quick station break. We're going to have the national anthem coming up. So you are listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
The Pisgah Nation supports its Bears in the same way Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services supports our community. Family-owned and operated in Central Haywood County, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services provide full services. For affordable personal care, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 828-565-3024. Our family serving your family. Located at 3264 Broad Street in Clyde. Pleased to support the Pisgah Black Bears. You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on AM 920 WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to Hendersonville High School for this second round state playoff game. And right before the national anthem, we gave you our keys to the game. And the keys to the game were sponsored by Crompton Auto Mountain Service Center on Delwood Road. Winter's coming, so go by and get your vehicle serviced for the harsh winter weather. Crompton's also has quality buy here, pay here trucks. Chad, I think I can name the Hendersonville starting lineup. I know what our starting lineup's going to be. For the Bearcats, it's going to be Grant Moss, Carson Redden, Kalen Inslee, Ben Beaker, and Alex Williford. And for the Bears, it's going to be our normal starting lineup, Tanner White, Zeke Long, Will Norris, Cameron Walker, and Mason Herbert.
Yeah, you know, this is one of those games that it's going to be about toughness. We got to force our will and just play our game. It doesn't matter that we're over here on their court. We just got to do what we do best, you know.
Well, if we can guard the three, I mean, Kalen Inslee, boy, he had a great game against us last time. So we got to have somebody that's going to stop him. And then Cameron Walker and Will Norris defending Ben Beaker. Ben Beaker, the 6'9 post player for Hendersonville, is a force inside. He played a great game last week, and in the first game, and that game at Pisgah, we kind of held him back a little bit. So getting ready for the opening tip-off. It's going to be Mason Herbert jumping against Ben Beaker. And we are ready for some second-round playoff action here. Tip controlled by Beaker to Kalen Inslee to Carson Redden at the top of the key. To Grant Moss. To Carson Redden on the side. Kalen Inslee going to drive the lane. Kicks it out to Carson Redden for the three-pointer, and it's good from the left side. Our position is right behind the Hendersonville basket, so we have a great vantage point. Zeke Long gets it across the timeline to Will Norris, to Tanner White, to Zeke Long, to Will Norris for the 15-footer. Good. 3-2.
Bears started out in a 2-1-2 zone. We've got to find Carson Redden, close out on him. He's really the shooter that we got to find out of the five they've got out there.
So you take your chances with the inside game and the three-pointer. They get the ball into Alex Williford in the underneath the basket. Goes up against Cam Walker, throws it off the side of the backboard. We push it up the court, and as we're trying to get it up the court, we fumble it out of bounds. So possession back to the Bearcats. Redden dribbling across the timeline to Kalen Inslee on the right side to Ben Beaker for the 15-footer. Air ball all the way across the top of the rim. Rebounded by Will Norris to Zeke Long to Tanner White. Tanner's going to drive down to the lane. And guess who blocks the shot? Ben Beaker.
Ben Beaker came over and wiped that one away.
Yeah, you gotta get Beaker to go up with a shot fake or pass around him to the person that he left off on defense. Kalen Inslee goes into the lane. Almost stolen away by Tanner White. Kicks it to Grant Moss. Carson Redden back at the top of the circle, calling out the offense for the Bearcats. Moves to the right side. Almost threw it away to Beaker. Three-point shot by Grant Moss, no good. Rebounded by Will Norris, bringing it up the court. Hands off to Tanner White. Tanner taking his time. Going to drive on Williford. Williford playing good defense on him. Kicks it out to Cam Walker outside the three-point circle. That's not where you want Cam to be all the time. Will Norris with a inside post move, and he throws it all the way over the goal. So after those first two quick shots, both teams have missed a couple of shots. Inslee to Redden in the corner. Another three is good.
You got to find him.
Yes, sir.
Talented freshman. I mean, we've seen it three games. He will hit that three if you leave him open. Tanner White goes down. Again, Beaker blocks the shot, kicks it out to Zeke Long at the top of the key. Three-pointer good by Zeke. Coach Crutt's going to call a quick timeout, 30-second timeout. I think he wants to reset some things. And I'm sure he's going to say, find Redden. Don't let him shoot.
That's going to be the word Redden is going to be said a couple of times, or number three, because that was twice he got wide open, and he's going to make those shots. So
yeah,
we've got to find him.
Well, this time out on the court, sponsored by Rob Gev Jr., Edward Jones Financial Advisor, 125 Park Street in Canton. He can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC. So just like Zach De La Cruz for Franklin,
yes,
you need to have a leash or a tether. Same thing for Redden. You got to have somebody that's going to guard Redden all the way. But he's not just staying at the top of the key. He's hit the two threes from really both corners.
Yeah, he's moving around. The difference with this game is Hendersonville has Beaker, so they have an inside force to look at, whereas Franklin didn't.
Well, we're still in the 2-3 zone to get it inside to Beaker at the free throw line. Cam Walker is about 3 feet away from him. He goes up with a jumper from the free throw line, makes it. So score 8-5, Bearcats, 4:50 to go here. Tanner White's going to take a three. Air ball goes out of bounds off the Bears. So possession back to the Bearcats. 8-5, 4:46 to go here in the first quarter. Redden bringing it across the floor, across the timeline, moves to the right side of the floor. To Moss, to Beaker. He's going to take another 15-foot jumper. That's an air ball, but Grant Moss rebounds it to Kalen Inslee. Goes up against Will Norris. Ben Beaker tries to get the rebound from over the back of Cam. Tips it right to Zeke. He's going to move it all the way to Cam Walker for the layup.
Nice play by Zeke. He penetrated in the lane, brought Beaker to him, gave the bounce pass to Cam for an easy layup.
Yeah, draw Beaker to you and then dish or shot fake and get him off the floor.
Well, he's blocked a couple, so now he wants to block everything, so take advantage of that.
So Redden gets it to Beaker, to Williford for the 18-footer, and that one's good. They're finding the spots, soft spots in the zone right now. 10-7 Bearcats. Zeke's going to drive. Stopped on the drive by Redden. Gets it to Will Norris at the top of the key, guarded by Inslee. To Tanner White, guarded by Grant Moss. Will Norris getting ready to set a pick. Tanner White's going to go in to the baseline. Tries the shot. No good. Zeke tries to drive in the spin move, and when he spins, Ben Beaker standing right there, and he lost his balance, and the walk is called by the referees.
Beaker was there. They could have called a charge, so we'll take the walk over the charge.
Yeah,
for sure.
Zeke's done a really good job in the lane, but that time he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't see Beaker. Beaker snuck up on him a little bit.
Redden to top of the key, guarded by Tanner White to Inslee. Back to Redden, over to Sawyer Moss, who's now on the floor. To Beaker, to Kalen Inslee. He's going to take a three. And in and out. Rebound by Mason Herbert.
Ooh.
And we throw the ball away. Sawyer Moss was hidden behind Zeke Long. Mason tried to get it to him. Moss got the steal, goes up for the shot, and Mason fouls him. So compounded the error by fouling him on the layup.
It's one of those situations where he had Zeke guarded. Zeke's going to have to work, come back to the ball a little bit.
And we've seen that all three games, that Hendersonville is going to pressure the ball. And if you make the right pass and see him, you can take advantage of it. But that wasn't the opportunity right there.
Well, they really make you concentrate on, you know, taking care of the ball and making that right pass, because they get as many turnovers as you get the right pass a lot of times.
Bears get the ball across the timeline. Tanner White drives the right side, and as he goes up for a shot, he's fouled by Carson Redden. That's his first. One team foul each on the Bears. 13-7, 3 minutes to go. Tanner's first free throw, no good. On the floor for the Bearcats is Landrum, who didn't play in the championship game.
Right.
Their cornerback. They've got three of their good football players, Inslee, Williford, and Landrum. They're also excellent basketball players. Second free throw good by Tanner. 13-8, 2:58 to go here in the first quarter. Landrum has the ball. Pushes it across the line to Redden. Going to drive. And as he drove the baseline, he was stopped by Mason, and he
slipped with his pivot foot, and the referee called a walk on him. Got him on a little shuffle there. He just didn't quite keep that pivot foot still as he stopped. So possession of the Bears, Zeke bringing it across the timeline, guarded by Redden. Landrum traps him, gets it to Mason Herbert, to Will Norris, to Cameron Walker, and he goes up for the shot, and he's stripped by Kalen Inslee as he's going up. Bearcats pushing the ball up. Redden to Inslee to Beaker at the free throw line. Going to try to make a post move over Cam. Good defense. Cam bothered the shot, but on the rebound, Cam knocked it out of bounds, possession of the Bearcats. And Inslee's inbounding the ball right underneath us. To Sawyer Moss, blocked by Will Norris. Good job by Will with the block and the rebound. Landrum's body and Zeke Long. Mason Herbert wide open under the basket. Man, that was a defensive lapse by the Bearcats.
Great look by Zeke right there. He surveyed the situation and found him under the basket wide open.
Well, they double-teamed, and then a third player came at him, and Mason Herbert was wide open underneath the basket. Inslee has it on the right side. Beaker just turns easily. I mean, 15-footer. You got to get a hand in his face, make him move his feet. Tanner drives the right side and dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. 15-10. Bearcats, 1:38. And we've got some unforced turnovers that we've had here to start this game.
We're fortunate just a little bit. We just need to slow down, move the ball. We'll be okay. It's hard to go in against Inslee and Beaker inside. They're a force in there.
Landrum with the three from the left side to Zeke Long. He's going to go up for the basket. Oh. And I don't know. I guess they said it was knocked out of bounds. Knocked out of bounds by Hendersonville as Zeke went up for the layup. Yeah,
Inslee must have got a piece of it. It looked odd, like something happened, and like he lost the handle or got knocked out of his hand.
Well, Bears remain with possession. Long into Herbert, double teamed, fouled by Landrum, double teamed by Landrum and Inslee.
That was a weird situation because the referee blew his whistle, but he didn't make a motion one way or the other, so nobody knew what his intention was or what his call was.
Second team foul against the Bearcats. We threw the ball into the corner and just threw it away, and guess Redden's going to beat everybody down the floor. Oh, and he makes the layup. Bearcats are trapping our ball handlers at every opportunity. We inbounded the ball right into the corner, and Zeke was immediately trapped, and he threw the ball away. And the Bears get it up court, get it to Will Norris, hits the open three from the right corner. 17-13, 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter.
Will needs to spot up like that more because when they're trapping, he's open. And if we found him at the three-point line, we're going to reap the benefits of that.
Well, the first two games, we saw the trap coming and we passed before it got there.
Right.
We've been a little slow getting out of that, passing out of the trap.
Yeah, it's almost like you need the point guard needs to pass right around half court or just one or two steps over half court. And then we have the advantage instead of them because they're chasing.
Well, the Bearcats look like they're holding it for one shot. Landrum's going to go all the way down the lane, kicks it to Sawyer Moss, blocked by Tanner White. Going to go to the basket, and he misses the layup. And the Bearcats are going to have a run out to Sawyer Moss. He misses the wide open shot. And Mason Herbert throws it down court. Thinking he only had 1 or 2 seconds on the clock, and he goes out of bounds with 1.3, so the Bearcats are going to get an opportunity for a half-court heave or a pass all the way to midcourt.
He was going for the 75-footer, but there was about 4 seconds left.
So. He could have taken at least 2 or 3 more dribbles before he took that shot.
He could have advanced the ball. Tanner was up at half-court.
And the Bearcats just throw it out of bounds.
Right.
They were trying to get it to Inslee. The Bears went out to pressure the defenders. I mean, the Bearcat offensive players. And Inslee went one way, and Carson threw it straight out of bounds. So the Bears now have possession underneath their own basket. 1.3 seconds to go. Let's see if we can get a shot off here. Will Norris gets it. He's going to take the three. Is it going to be? Oh, looks online, but just went off the backside of the basket. That's the end of your first quarter here at this second round playoff game. 17-13 Bearcat lead. You're listening to Pisk Bear Basketball on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net.
It's time to add a favorite to your dine-out list. J. Rose Burgers and Subs, Downtown Canton. Featuring all Haywood County raised beef, hormone and antibiotic-free Angus burgers. J. Rose has a long list of burgers, subs, wraps, pizza, salads, and even veggie lover items. J. Rose Burgers and Subs, serving 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Takeouts welcome at 492-0015. J. Rose Burgers and Subs, 90 Main Street, Downtown Canton. J. Rose says, go Bears!
You're listening to Pisk Basketball on AM 920 WPTL Canton.
Pisk Basketball is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Canton Insurance Services, J. Rose, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service, Champion Credit Union, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Haywood EMC, Edward Jones of Canton, Hometown Hardware, and Fat Buddies. Bears have the possession as we start this second quarter. Miles Trull, Zeke Long, Will Norris, Trent Devlin, and Cam Walker on the floor. Redden, Sawyer Moss, Kalen Inslee, Tykel Landrum, and 23, Alexander Anderson on for the Bears. Zeke dribbles into the lane, kicks it all the way to Tanner in the corner. Correction, Miles Trull. And Zeke drives the lane, and as he goes into the lane, he's tripped and fouled. Are they going to call?
Oh, boy.
Are they going to call the shooting foul?
I don't know. The first,
no, they're going to call it on the floor.
It was an inadvertent trip, and as he tripped, the first thing that hit the floor was his head, his forehead. So I hope he's okay.
Yeah, they're talking to Zeke. He said he's okay. So it was a trip. They are going to take Zeke off just for precautionary reasons, yeah, just to evaluate him quickly.
I think he needs just a second. It wouldn't hurt him.
Yeah. So Tanner White came in for Zeke. Trent Devlin inbounds the ball to Miles Trull and throws it straight to Carson Redden. He falls to the floor. And the Hendersonville coach calls a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep that timeout here on the court with Canton Insurance Services, the largest family-owned insurance agency providing service and protection for individuals, families, and businesses. Call Canton Insurance Service for all your needs. Man, we got to quit these unforced turnovers.
Yeah, it's the key to the game, because what happens is we turn the ball over and they get layups. And layups are a lot easier baskets than when you have to earn it on your offense. So if we can make them earn it, it's just going to really turn the game more to our favor.
Bearcats inbound the ball. Redden bringing it across the timeline. Moves to the left side of the court to Inslee. Top of the key, going around, trying to go to the baseline, goes all the way to the corner, maintains his dribble, gets it to Grant Moss at the top of the key. Redden cuts through the lane. Kalen Inslee comes to the free throw line, knocked away by the Bears, picked up by Inslee in the left corner to Redden. Back over to Inslee. And he lost possession and bounced it off of Will Norris's knee out of bounds.
Yeah, it was fortunate for him right there.
Yeah, he
did not have control. It just happened to hit Will's knee.
Yep, and Will had no chance to catch it. So Bearcats inbounding the ball. Inslee tries to get it to Sawyer Moss quickly, and I think Inslee was going to set up in the corner, but Will Norris got a hand in and knocked it right straight back out of bounds. So Sawyer Moss is going to get the ball. And as he's reaching for the ball, Will Norris fouls him behind. That's the same play they just did. Sawyer's trying to get outside position on Will, get the ball, and let Inslee step in for the quick shot. And Will fouled him as Moss got the ball. Back in for the Bearcats, Ben Beaker and Alex Williford. And they just throw it away to Sawyer. Sawyer Moss just threw it away to Tanner White, and then he's double-teamed. Loses the ball. Bearcats getting it to Grant Moss. Drives all the way through the lane to Carson Redden to Sawyer Moss. Looking for Beaker inside the paint. Cam Walker bodying him up. Pushes him out of the paint. Redden's holding the ball, calling the offense. To Sawyer Moss, to Alex Williford, to Ben Beaker, going all the way to the basket. That was an easy, easy possession by the Bearcats. Good ball movement.
Bears have the ball. Zeke Long, Tanner White. Zeke taking another three. In and out, rebounded by Sawyer Moss. 19-13 Bearcats, 6:20 to go here in the second quarter. Redden to Grant Moss, to Ben Beaker. Looking down in the corner to Grant Moss for the three. No good. Rebounded by Will Norris. And Will slowed down, didn't throw the ball in a hurry. Zeke Long, turnaround, pirouette in the free throw lane. Good, 19-15.
Zeke gets in the lane, he's deadly.
That was beautiful. Ben Beaker wasn't there to defend that one.
No, he did. He couldn't get there.
Sawyer Moss gets it to Alex Williford, to Grant, to Ben Beaker. No good. Rebound to Will Norris. Hold on to the ball. There you go. Got it to Tanner. Oh, quick pass to Zeke Long. To Tanner, guarded by Sawyer Moss. Ooh. Tanner drives the lane. Beaker bothers his shot, and the Bearcats get a run out to Sawyer Moss. And foul on the play by Cam Walker. So 21-15, second run out by Sawyer Moss, second layup, and second three-point opportunity. The Bears, when one of the guards drives the lane, somebody's got to rotate back. Tanner went all the way to the basket and left the top of the key unguarded for the defensive rebound. Moss misses the free throw. 21-15, 5:19 to go here in the second quarter. Three team fouls each right now. Zeke Long gets it to Mason Herbert. Takes two dribbles, goes up for the shot, slips out of his hands, goes right to a Bearcat.
I bet we have 10 turnovers already. I mean, we've got to take care of the ball.
Shot was bothered by Mason Herbert. We get the rebound. Bearcats tried to make three outlet passes, and three Bearcats jumped into the lane on all three of them. We push the ball all the way up, find Cam Walker underneath the basket, goes up for the shot, and he's fouled by Ben Beaker. So that's Beaker's first, 14 foul on the Bearcats. Walker's first free throw good, 21-16. I mean, it's just uncanny that they know exactly when we're ready to pass the outlet pass, and
right.
Luckily Mason held on to that one. Cam Walker's second free throw good, 21-17.
Yeah, Zeke's just going to have to sacrifice some floor to come back to the ball, and it slows down our fast break or our secondary break. But that's just what we're going to have to do because we can't turn the ball over.
Tanner White gets it. Guarding Redden, who gets it to the corner, to Beaker, finds Williford, goes up for the shot. Cam Walker blocks it. Mason Herbert with the rebound. Zeke guarded by Redden, picks up his dribble to Herbert. Ben Beaker's guarding Herbert out on the floor, so Tanner can go all the way. Cam Walker's going to take a 15-footer. Good from the left side. Good driving dish. 21-19.
That's what the guards need to do. They're when they drive in the lane, they're able to get there. They just got to get the open person the pass right there.
Well, the Bearcats had Ben Beaker on Mason Herbert. And Kalen Enzi was on Cam, so when Tanner drove the lane, Kalen tried to stop it, kicked it out. And then the Bearcats get it down on the other end of the floor, and Kalen Enzi wraps around at the baseline, trying to drive under the basket, and steps out of bounds. Possession back to the Bears. Not 21-19, 3:52 to go here in the first quarter. Almost. Get it. Oh, a foul.
Hey,
good job.
Yes, sir.
All right, so what happened, folks? Zeke Long was trapped, passed out of it, found Mason Hubbard underneath the basket, goes up for the shot, no good. Will Norris with the rebound put back, and that's Ben Beaker's second foul.
I love it.
Two fouls on Beaker here with 3 minutes and 41 seconds to go. The action's hot and heavy, so if I don't call it right away, I'll let you know what happened.
Will Norris, we get caught up being cheerleaders just a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely,
right?
We're fans first, folks. We're going to cheer for the Bears, and we'll tell you what happens afterwards. Will Norris's first free throw's good, 21-20. We fought back, and Ben Beaker's off the floor for the next 3 minutes and 41 seconds. Second free throw, good, tied 21 all. it's not a coincidence that we haven't turned the ball over the last three or four possessions and we've caught up.
Absolutely.
We're doing a better job with the ball here.
Well, and we've handled the trap better the last two or three possessions, too.
Hensley has the ball at the top of the key. Going to try to drive the lane, kick to Redden in the corner. Going to drive to the baseline. Looks to Hensley. Is that Hunt that's on the floor now? Correction. That was Nazir Artis. Just came onto the floor, and Redden passes it to him on the left wing, and he hits a three-point shot. Zeke Long wide open for the three. Off the front of the rim, rebounded by Moss. Artis bringing the ball up the floor, slows it down, waits for Redden to pick it back up. 23-21 Bearcats, 3 minutes to go. To Artis on the left side, back to Redden. Back to Artis. To Sawyer Moss. Back to Artis. To Redden, going to drive the lane, kicks it out to Kalen Hensley. To Sawyer Moss, to Artis, almost fumbled the ball away. To Sawyer Moss for the 18-footer from the right side. Rebound by Mason Herbert. They're trying to trap it, and Mason's going to throw it out of bounds.
Yep.
He was trapped, tried to get it to Tanner right beside him, but he's double-teamed, and he looked for Zeke streaking down the sidelines and threw it right to the Hendersonville bench.
He found the man that was open. It was just a really long cross-court pass, just didn't execute it.
Yeah, 23-21, 2:27 to go. Bearcats up by two. Artis with the ball on the left side to Hensley at the top of the key. Back to Artis. Going to drive the lane. Hands off to Sawyer Moss, blocked from behind by Cam Walker. And Cam almost threw it. Redden almost stole that pass. To Zeke Long, guarded by Artis, going to go down in the lane. Tries the turnaround jumper. Will Norris from the top of the key with the three. Oh, in and out.
In and
man,
out.
It was in. Redden pushing the ball up. Better job of getting back down the court for the Bears. Hensley gets the ball in the right corner. Drives with the right-handed jump hook over Cam Walker. So 25-21. Zeke Long has ball.
That's one of those times you just say, hey, good shot, young man. That was a nice job by him.
And Zeke Long's double-teamed. Gets out of the double team, passes it to to Tanner White with a bounce pass, and too low, hits off of Tanner's knee and goes out of bounds. So that's two straight turnovers by the Bears. 25-21, 1:35 to go. Hensley has the ball at the top of the key. Gets it to Anderson, and he throws it out of bounds. Anderson tried to do a right-handed move going to the right baseline, and he fumbled the ball straight out of bounds. So 25-21. 15 fouls on the Bearcats, only three against the Bears. Anderson's coming out. Tyrese Hunt coming in. So on the floor for the Bears, Herbert, White, Long, Norris, and Devlin. Cam Walker's out for the last minute and 23 seconds. Tanner White has the ball. They're going to double-team him, get it to Zeke, to Devlin. Devlin was open but didn't take the shot. Zeke Long goes into the lane. Oh, they let him go right to the basket. Gets his own rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Artis. Possession to the Bears. Zeke took a shot, got his own rebound, and he was stripped by Artis. Went out of bounds. Possession to the Bears. Zeke Long with the ball. Gets it to Will Norris. They try to double-team him in the corner. We quickly pass it out to Tanner. Back to Zeke. To Tanner. Artis is doing a good job on Zeke right now. Tanner White's going all the way down the lane. Goes up with a shot, and he's fouled on the play by Tyrese Hunt. That's his first 16 foul.
It's a little bit easier to go down the lane with Beaker in there. You can go straight to the rim and not worry about it too much.
Well, Beaker's 6'9". I think Hensley's probably 6'2 or 6'3". But we really have the size advantage, the height advantage right now with Beaker off the floor. First free throw by Tanner White, good, 25-22. Second free throw, good, 25-23.
Yeah, Beaker just kind of camps out under the basket, guards the rim. So it makes a difference trying to get in the lane.
Bearcats pushing the ball up. It looks like they might be holding for one. Hensley has it in the left corner. Driving against Tanner White. To Tyrese Hunt. He's going to go all the way to the free throw line. Take a shot. No good. Rebounded by Zeke Long. 19 seconds.
Will Norris goes up for the shot. Good. 25-25. 10 seconds to go. Bearcats have the ball. Artis took an early shot, and we took advantage. Inslee has it to Artis in the corner. He's going to try the three-pointer. No good. And we're tied 25-all here as we head into halftime. So good second quarter for the Bears. We fought back from that early deficit. We're tied 25-all here in this second round state playoff game. And you are listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on WPTO Radio and WPTOradio.net.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL.
It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Hometown Hardware with three locations, one near you. Hometown Hardware has all your hardware, paint and plumbing supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. So, Chad, thoughts on that first half?
Well, it really came down to taking care of the basketball. And once we started to do that, we came back from a six-point deficit. So, in the second half, it's just going to be really important that we keep taking care of the ball and running good offense. I think our defense is okay. We've got to find Redden, and we've got to make sure that we close out on him and, of course, keep Beaker out of there as much as possible. But we did a good, really good job in the second quarter. Seems to keep building on that.
Yeah, Beaker hit a couple of shots, but they were the 10, 15-foot variety. He didn't establish position in the post and use his skills there. He was really at the elbow a couple of times at the free throw line.
Right. The zone really did a good job with him because we had two guys down there on him pretty much all the time, unless he flashed out to the free throw line.
Yeah, they had one good series of passes that got an easy layup, but other than that, we've defended the open parts of the zone very well. So we're going to take another quick break here. You are listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on WPTO Radio and WPTOradio.net.
It's time to add a favorite to your dine-out list. J. Rose Burgers and Subs, downtown Canton. Featuring all Haywood County raised beef, hormone and antibiotic-free Angus burgers. J. Rose has a long list of burgers, subs, wraps, pizza, salads, and even veggie lover items. J. Rose Burgers and Subs, serving 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Takeouts welcome at 492-0015. J. Rose Burgers and Subs, 90 Main Street, downtown Canton. J. Rose says, go Bears!
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood. Security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. How can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline. Ever. Generac has been designing and building home standby generators right here in the U.S. since 1959. Today, they're the number one brand in residential standby generators. Control your power. Control your life. With a Generac home standby generator. For a free quote from your electric cooperative, call Haywood EMC at 828-452-2281. They can do a turnkey installation and even offer low-interest financing to qualified members.
Basketball on WPTL.
Pisgah Basketball is brought to you in part by Canton Insurance Services, Ken Wilson Ford, Hometown Hardware, Edward Jones, Champion Credit Union, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Fat Buddies, J. Rose, Haywood EMC, Haywood Regional Medical Center, and Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service.
A couple of scores of interest. The Tuscola girls lost to Rockingham tonight, so that's the end of their season. Both the Tuscola boys and girls are out of the playoffs. And we just got word that Smoky Mountain is losing by... They're down 7 with 18 seconds left, so it doesn't look good for them at this point. Thomas Full Ledford is beating them by 7, you said?
Yeah, 56-49.
So we're these two teams here on the floor tonight are the only Mountain Six Conference teams left in the playoffs. And it's a I hate that we're having to play our own conference mates because... I mean, Franklin, we played them four times. So we knocked one of the teams out, had to, and another team's going to go out tonight.
Yeah, I will be happy to see us either take on Salisbury or East Rutherford in the next round. If we can take care of our business here. It's the game's right here for us. I mean, we got a good game plan. The zone seems to be working, taking Beaker out of the game for the most part. So I think it's the right thing to do. We just got to take care of the basketball. That's what it keeps coming back to.
That's really what hurt us is they hit a couple of threes. Then we started guarding the three-point line, and then we turned the ball over, and they had two or three runouts for layups and one situation, the old-fashioned three-point play. So we're going to take one more station break. When we come back, we'll be ready for the start of the second half. You are listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on WPTO Radio and WPTOradio.net.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef brisket, baby back ribs, a belly busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda. That's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on AM 920 WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to Hendersonville High School, Hendersonville, North Carolina, for this second round playoff game between two Mountain Six Conference teams. Hendersonville, who won a coin flip for the regular season championship, got the number one seed in the conference tournament, and they ended up winning the tournament over the Bears at Franklin High School. So this is the fourth meeting between the Bears and the Bearcats. We just finished four meetings with Franklin, and I'm sure glad we don't have to go to Franklin again for a while.
Amen to that, sir.
I'll probably be there for baseball and or softball, but no more games in that gym.
Inside the gym.
At least till next year.
Yes. Change of scenery is good, even if it's outside, right?
All right, yep. So we've got about a minute to go here. 25-25. Tied up. Ready to start this third quarter. On the floor for the Bearcats is going to be their starting lineup: Redden, Inslee, Grant Moss, and Sawyer Moss instead of Alex Williford, so not the starting lineup, and then Ben Beaker. And I would anticipate our Bears starting with the same lineup. No Bear player is in foul trouble. Ben Beaker has two, so it'd be really nice to get that early third foul on him and that. As we start this third quarter,
wouldn't be a good idea to drive it at him a couple times here early, just to see if we could draw some contact.
I'd rather them get it to Cam, because Cam can body him around. Those guards that drive down, he handles those shots pretty good. Bearcats have the ball to start the second half. Inbound to Redden, to Grant Moss, to Ben Beaker, another elbow shot, tried to drive to the paint. Cam Walker bodied him up, stopped him. Shot no good. Goes out of bounds off of Bearcats, and the Bearcats are now picking up full court. Trying to trap Zeke Long as he crosses the timeline, gets to Mason Herbert, to Will Norris in the corner for the three. Oh, just off the back of the iron. Man, that looked good. Rebound by Beaker, quickly to Redden, to Grant Moss in the corner. He's going to drive the right baseline, takes a shot fake. Mason Herbert steps out on him, drives down Herbert, and Herbert fouls him as he goes by.
It's good start there by the Bears. We missed a shot, but that was good offense. We found Will. He was open.
Looks like they're trying to get Beaker the ball quickly. That's two passes to Beaker and two shots by Beaker. Misses it to Redden from the corner. No good. Mason Herbert with the rebound. Beaker missed the shot, and it was rebounded by the Bearcats, and then they took another shot and missed. Cam Walker with a 15-footer. No good. Mason Herbert with the rebound. And Ben Beaker guards him from behind, but Herbert hits the shot. 27-25. Good job by the Bears. Cam Walker in a battle with Beaker on an Inslee shot that was missed, and Beaker ends up tipping it to himself, goes up for the two-point basket. Bears get the ball in. Hendersonville pressuring full court. Try to trap Zeke Long as he gets across the timeline, and Kalen Inslee fouls him. Second quick foul on the Bearcats here. Zeke Long gets the ball. Drives the lane. Does a pass fake to Cam Walker. Beaker stepped toward Cam, and Zeke Long went up for the easy layup. 29-27. 6:29 to go here in the third quarter. Bears up by two.
You haven't seen Zeke play, man. He is fun to watch.
He does
a lot of things so well.
They keep getting the ball into Beaker. They want Beaker to do some things here underneath the paint. And we're just body him all over. He was triple teamed that time and still went up the shot. Zeke with a behind-the-back shot drives the lane for the runner.
Oh,
Grant Moss tried to pick his pocket from behind. Zeke behind-the-back dribble drives the lane and nothing but net. 31-27 Bears. Tanner White guarding Redden to Beaker.
That's a charge.
That's a charge.
Yes, sir.
Beaker lowers his shoulder and hit Cam right under the chin. Cam fell back, and that's saying something if you knock Cam back.
If you knock Cam that far back, you've hit him pretty good.
That's the third foul on Beaker, and that's what we wanted right there.
Yes, it is. We just need to get one more now. He can come sit up here with us then and watch the game for a while.
Well, they're going to leave him in. That's a dangerous play. They tried to get it to him three times, and three times he's not done anything.
Cam Walker with the rebound, put back. Zeke Long drives the lane, misses it. Cam Walker with a shot. Quickly, 33-27 for the Bears. 6-point lead, 5:29 to go here in the third quarter. Bearcats a little bit frustrated, trying to get it to Beaker. That's their main scorer. Good move by Inslee. Found him on the left block. Went up and under the basket, hit the layup. Oh! Tanner's driving. Tanner's driving the right side. Carson Redden knocks him in the head as he goes by. No foul by the referee. Inslee with a breakout, and Zeke Long does the same thing, knocks the ball out of Inslee's hands, and the rest call a foul on Zeke Long.
It's exactly almost a mirror image of what happened on each end of the floor.
Tanner's got his hands on his knees because Redden hit him in the head with his shoulder as he stole the ball.
He's kind of favoring his right ankle or his right knee a little bit.
Inslee's first free throw, no good. Second one, good. 33-30.
Yeah, Tanner's coming off, and he's definitely got a little. He's tweaked his knee or his ankle once.
Bearcats have stopped the full court press. They're picking up at half court. Landrum on Zeke Long. Zeke Long kicks it to Cam Walker. Thought about a three. Didn't take the shot. To Cam. To Will Norris. Back to Cam. Cam's going up with the shot over Beaker. Oh, my goodness, how did that not go in? Miles Troll came in for Tanner White. Cam took the shot over Beaker. Redden takes the three.
That could have been his fourth foul over the
misses
back.
A shot. Mason Herbert with a rebound. Beaker was all over him. Will Norris with the three from the corner off the front of the rim. That's Zeke. Will has missed his last three three-point shots. It'd be nice for him to find his stroke. Rebound to the Bearcats. Beaker takes a jumper from the free throw line. Ball tipped right back to Beaker. Hits Will Norris. Stolen away by Zeke Long. Come on, ref.
Called a kick,
and they're fighting for the ball. How's that a kick?
I didn't see a kick at all.
Zeke stole the ball from Beaker. He could have been called for his fourth foul because he threw his shoulder into Will Norris when he went for that shot. Bearcats are having a concerted effort to try to get Beaker in sync.
Involved in the game. He's out. The beauty of the zone we played is the only place he can get open is at the foul line, and it's just not where he's comfortable. That's comfortable. He can make the shot if we leave him open. But
they're going to try to get it to him. Cam should have never tried to steal that inbounds pass. They got it to Beaker. Cam flew by him, and Beaker went up against Herbert, hit the shot. So back to 33-32, and Landrum with a foul on Zeke. Hendersonville's getting really handsy here, trying to steal the ball. They're pressuring the ball all over the court, and the referees are finally calling these fouls. Miles Troll gets into Herbert, cuts by Herbert, goes for the shot, misses. Inslee drives all the way down the lane. Cam Walker blocks it from behind. Will Norris picks it up, gets to Zeke Long, and Sawyer Moss is following him. And Zeke slowed down, and Sawyer Moss ran up his back.
Yeah, very smart basketball by Zeke there. He took advantage of his aggressiveness there.
Tanner White back on the floor to Mason Herbert. You got to get out of that double team. You got to take care of the ball, guys. Call a timeout or something. That's three quick turnovers on the Bears. The Beaker's going to go under, up and under, and he's fouled by Cam. They double-teamed Tanner in the corner. He handed off to Mason. He was double-teamed right by the same two players.
Mm-hmm.
And as Mason tried to pass out, the ball was knocked away, picked up by the Bearcats, and they get it to Beaker under the basket. He's fouled on the shot, going to the free throw line to shoot two. And just like that, 33-all. 3:26 to go here in the third quarter. 14 fouls against the Bearcats, 3 against the Bears. It's all about taking care of the ball.
7 straight there by Hendersonville.
Yep, we got out to a quick lead, and they're right back in it. Zeke Long
drives against Landrum, all the way to the basket. Beaker steps in front, and he walks. 34-33, that last free throw by Beaker was good, so we are down one. 3:19 to go. Got a little bit of stoppage in play as when Zeke drove the lane, he slipped, and Coach Crux out there on the floor doing the towel work.
He's got some help from Kalen Inslee, too. There's a nice teamwork there.
Coach Crux wanting another towel. And here comes the Hendersonville coach.
Hey. I would say that Zeke was pretty sweaty because he was the only one on the ground right there.
And now the Hendersonville coach is out there. So we've got two coaches, two Hendersonville players, a referee, all supervising the mop-up on the floor.
They got it done. Good job, guys.
They did get it done.
They got it done.
And the coaches had a good laugh about it. 34-33 Bearcats. We jumped out a six-point lead, and then they've scored seven straight. Redden across the timeline to Landrum, top of the key. Drives to Beaker on the baseline. Tries to go up against Cam Walker. No good. Ball's in and out. Gets it to Zeke. Landrum's going to pick him up full court. Here comes the trap. To Tanner, right to Zeke. To Will Norse in the lane. Two-pointer good.
Nice pass by Zeke.
We saw right the there. Double team coming. Got yes. the pass before it got there, and then their Bearcats were at a disadvantage. 35-34 Bears.
Tykel Landrum's done a really nice job bothering Zeke the second half.
Beaker with another post play about 2 feet outside the lane. Turned into Cam again. Cam bodied him up that time. He went up for the shot. I thought it was a clean block.
He blocked a shot. I mean, it must have been body because up top it was clean.
The refs saying he reached over, but you can reach over if you block the shot and don't hit the arm.
That's right.
Beaker going to line to shoot two, and he's a good free throw shooter. First one good. 35 all. Mason Herbert going out, Trent Devlin in. 2:34 to go here in the third quarter. Team fouls even at four. Beaker ready for his second free throw. Good. 36-35. And it looks like Beaker may have some blood on his knee. Beaker's out of the game, and it looks like they've got one of their.
They're working on. They're going to wrap it with some. What do you call that? Pre-wrap or something.
Yeah, the pre-wrap. So they wipe the blood off his knee. Williford in for Beaker. And they just finished wrapping Beaker's knee, so he's going to come straight right back in on the floor. Zeke Long bringing across the timeline. Who's going to do the trap? Zeke. 3 seconds. Got to throw the shot up. Zeke got caught in the lane. Coach Kruk was saying the ball was knocked out of his hands, but he just got in a bad position with three players around him and didn't take the shot or pass out. They called 3 seconds. Possession of the Bearcats. Landrum at the top of the key to Williford. Tries to get it to Sawyer Moss. Looks like they're trying to trap Zeke right now all the way at the end of the court. Oh, my goodness. And they had three players trying to trap our two guards, and Hunter Davis is wide open at the end of the floor. And, again, we just threw it right over his head out of bounds.
Yeah, it would have been walk-in for a layup.
Or he had Devlin on the other side ready to shoot the layup if he'd got the ball. Landrum's going to drive the lane to Will Norse. Oh, acrobatic shot up and under by Landrum. 38-35. Tanner White at the top of the key to Will Norris. They're going to trap to Norris from the top of the key for the three.
Good.
38 all. That's probably the one person on the floor that you don't want to slip off of.
You know, that's good offense. If we have Will up top the screen and then slip out for the three-pointer, it's going to be there.
Yep. So that's the first made three for Will in a while. Redden tries to drive the left side, and Tanner White let him go by and tried to slap the ball out from behind him and was called for the foul. So that's the 15th foul on the Bears. Redden to Inslee on the right three-point line. Back to Inslee. Looking at Sawyer Moss underneath the basket. Guarded by Will Norris. That's not going to work. Will Norris with the rebound to Devlin. Up to Tanner White. Two on two. Tanner, take it back out. Don't let him double-team you. To Devlin, get rid of the ball to Zeke. Zeke was cutting through the lane, and I thought it was knocked out by the Bearcats.
I did too.
But the ref said it went off Zeke's hands.
Mm.
And we have a timeout on the court, and it looks like it is a 30-second timeout. So we're going to keep that timeout here at the court. And it's sponsored by Rob Gevgen, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, 125 Park Street in Canton. He can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. 33-27. We started with a 6-0 run. And we've only scored five, and the Bearcats have scored 11. So we're all tied, 38-38, 56 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Five team fouls on the Bears, four on the Bearcats. Possession to the Bearcats. On the floor for the Bears, Herbert, Norris, Davis, Long and White, Redden, Inslee, Landrum, Beaker, and Sawyer Moss. They try to get the lob over to Kalen Inslee on the backside. And well defended by the Bears. Beaker's going to try to drive to Landrum. That was not a three-point shot. His foot was on the line. Landrum takes the three-pointer. Misses it. We save the ball inbounds off of a Bearcat, so we have possession. Zeke Long bringing it up the floor, guarded by Landrum. To Hunter Davis, to Beaker. He's going to go all the way up to the basket. Not the smart move. You got to back that out. You can't go up against a 6'9 guy that's...
Yeah, he had position. He was ready for...
He was ready for the block. He didn't go for the shot fake. You just need to take good shots. Don't get in such a hurry. 38 all, 12 seconds to go. Get the ball to Beaker. Guarded by Norris. Going to do the... Oh, tried to do a spin move to Tanner White. Going to go all the way to the basket, and he's fouled by Landrum. Going up for the shot. So Beaker lost the ball. Tanner White drove all the way down the lane with 3.5 seconds to go. And as he goes to the basket, I thought Beaker fouled him from behind trying to get it, but Landrum did it. So Tanner's going to the line to shoot two with 3.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. First free throw.
Oh, my goodness.
In, out, spun around.
Twice around the rim.
Twice around the rim and fell off.
How? Holy cow.
How? Tanner White ready for a second free throw. Up and good. 3.5 seconds to go. 39 to 38. Landrum's going to get the ball, push it up, take a half-court shot, and that's off the mark. And Will Norris is throwing it at us, Chad.
Yeah. You could have caught that, maybe.
I could have. But if the backboard hadn't been in the way, I would have caught that pass.
Absolutely.
All right, folks. We are at the end of our third quarter in this second-round state playoff game. 39-38 lead for the Bears. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on WPTO Radio and WPTOradio.net.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
More Pisgah Black Bears basketball on AM 920.
Pisgah basketball is brought to you in part by Haywood EMC, Champion Credit Union, J. Rose, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Fat Buddies, Edward Jones, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service, Canton Insurance Services, Ken Wilson Ford, and Hometown Hardware.
like to say happy birthday tomorrow to my lovely wife, Michael Clark Webb. So if you know Michael and your Facebook friends, send her a birthday message. Bears have the ball. As we start this third quarter, Tanner Wykes drives the lane to Cam Walker. To Tanner White from the three-point line. Good. Bang, bang right there. 42-38 Bears.
Great job by Cam. He was guarded, got looked for the open man. He had an easy three-pointer there.
Cam drove on Beaker and kicked it back out to Tanner for the wide-open three. Redden at the top of the key to Inslee. To Landrum. To Sawyer Moss for the 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by Cam. Knocked away by Sawyer Moss. Ah, hang on to the ball. Be strong, young man. Cam got the rebound, and he brought it down where the guard could get it and knock it out of his hands. Zeke Long with the three from the right side. No good. Sawyer Moss with the rebound, trying to get it to Kalen Inslee. Mason Herbert knocked it away. Thought he could have caught it. But good job defending Inslee on the backside, not letting the Bearcats get that quick run out.
They're going for an alley-oop dunk right there, but Mason Herbert did a good job getting back on defense. He was ready in position.
Inslee gets the ball on the inbounds pass to Redden from the three-point line. Short. Inslee with a rebound. Rebound put back, no good to Zeke. Inslee. They double-team him underneath the basket, and he's fouled. By Inslee, and that's the 16 foul. One more, and the Bears in the bonus the rest of this half. Bears have five team fouls, 42-40, 6:54 to go here in the fourth. Miles Trull inbounding the ball. Correction, Miles Trull going out. Will Norris coming in. So Norris inbounding the ball underneath their own defensive basket. Gets to Zeke Long. Full court, man-to-man. Long guarded by Landrum. Pressuring him all the way around the floor. To Tanner, goes up and under, Beaker misses a shot, and Inslee's going to drive all the way to the basket for the, we were lucky he didn't make that shot.
Ooh.
Quick run out on the missed shot by Tanner. Again, Tanner drives the lane, no rotation back by the Bears. Quick run out by the Bearcats, get it to Inslee, could have easily made that shot, but missed it going to the line to shoot two. First free throw good, 42-41. 16 foul against both teams now. So from now on, we're shooting extra free throws. Second free throw by Inslee, good. Norris in to Long, 42 all, 6:33 to go. Fourth quarter. Will Norris sets the screen. Zeke goes all the way to the lane, over Beaker. Tanner White, it's not a jump ball. They never had possession of the ball. Tanner gets the rebound from Beaker. The Bearcats are trying to grab it, but they never.
He might have had his hands on it for a split second, but that was it.
But the referee behind the play didn't call it. He was behind Tanner and couldn't see the ball, and he called a jump ball. And the other two referees who could see the ball didn't call a jump. Bearcats have the ball. Sawyer Moss kicks out the Landrum. For the in-and-out shot, Sawyer Moss doing the dirty work under the basket. I'm telling you what.
All the hustle plays, Sawyer Moss.
He's just wanting it more right now. Zeke gets it to Mason Herbert across the timeline, and Will standing on the in-line. Sawyer Moss is probably the second shortest player on the floor. And that's probably been his fifth or sixth offensive rebound right underneath the block. 44-42 Bearcats. He's just patrolling that baseline, and the Bears are not finding him. Redden has the ball on the right side. Back to Landrum. Back to Redden. Over to Inslee. Looks like the Bearcats are trying to run some time off.
They want us to come out of that zone. And with a two-point lead, they can stand out there if they want to. So, it's a little bit of a chess match going to happen right here. Coach Truck going to come out and play man, or is he going to wait?
Zeke Long.
Yeah, he's matching him up.
Going to switch to Landrum. Landrum's going to drive the basket. Almost loses the ball. Gets it to Moss somehow. Inslee dribbles from the left corner across the free throw line. The Bears try to double team him, and he's fouled by Tanner White as he goes across the top of the key. Bears got to settle down here. Kinsley going to the line to shoot the 1-1. That's the seventh team foul on the Bears. 44-42, 5 minutes to go here. Kinsley's free throw no good, and the ball bounces over Will Narsa's head right to Sawyer Moss, so Bearcats maintain possession. Landrum with a push-off on Zeke. Could have been. Herbert's guarding Redden. And Hendersonville just called a full timeout. So we're going to take this timeout back at the studio. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball on WPTO Radio and WPTORadio.net.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on AM 920 WPTL Canton.
Pisgah Basketball is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Canton Insurance Services, Jay Rose, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service, Champion Credit Union, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Haywood EMC, Edward Jones of Canton, Hometown Hardware, and Fat Buddies. 44-42 Bearcats, 4:47 to go here in the second round playoff game between Hendersonville and Pisgah. Bearcats were the 5 seed, we were the 12. Beaker gets the ball into Ensley. How is that a foul? Wow. Ensley posts Tanner White. They get him the ball. He turns. Tanner White blocks the shot from behind. Looked like to me, and they called a foul. I mean, he could have bodied him. We're all the way at the opposite end of the court, but that looked like a pretty clean block to me.
It was all ball, for sure.
Ensley going. He's a clutch free throw shooter. That's 3 out of 4 here for him. 45-42.
It's a big possession coming up right here for the Bears. We've got to get some offense on this possession.
Second free throw good, 46-42, Hendersonville. Zeke's going to drive to the lane, kicks it out to Will Narsh for the three. Good. 46-45. Zeke drove and dished, and Will with the three-pointer. Tanner White guarding Redden at the top of the key. To Sawyer Moss in the corner. Tanner White tries to step in front of him. And another foul. We're fouling him 35 feet from the basket.
Yeah. That's 4 fouls on Tanner with 4:15 to go. He's going to have to sit for probably at least 2 minutes here.
I mean, I understand pressuring the ball, but you got to be smart about it.
Yeah, you can't. There's no need to foul out at the almost at half court.
Well, it was at the half court line right in front of the Hendersonville bench. Moss first free throw good. Hendersonville's a good free throw shooting team.
Yeah, Moss is having his game of his career, at least this season so far.
Yeah, he's playing for his brother. Grant usually starts. Misses the second one, 47-45. Zeke's driving by Landrum. Landrum tries to steal the ball. Landrum knocks the ball out of his hands. We keep picking up our dribble and getting double teamed.
Yeah. Landrum is he's so athletic. He's doing a really nice job on defense.
So we're going to have another mop session here. And that was a full timeout by the Bears, so we're going to take this back to the studio. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right. Like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL.
Well,
Welcome back to Hendersonville High School for the second round playoff game. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Bears down 47-45. We have possession of the ball. Bearcats continue to pressure all over the court. Herbert gets it in to Devlin, who's automatically double-teamed. Gets it to Zeke Long for the driving layup. To Will Norris out at the three-point line. Ooh. Off the front of the rim, and if he'd have followed his shot, it would have went right back to him. He was open. Just didn't hit.
He had it. It was on line.
Yeah, it was right on line. It was headed right for me. Saw it was on line. Ooh. So we had a dive by Mason Herbert. Ainsley bobbled the ball, lost it. Herbert dove on the floor. And somehow the Hendersonville coach called timeout, even though the ball was rolling away.
Ainsley was laying out of bounds, but they didn't call that. As he got the ball, he slid and threw it up in the air. And as he was sliding, he was out of bounds, but they missed that.
So that Hendersonville coach called a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout, so we're going to keep this timeout here at the court. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services, the largest family-owned insurance agency providing service and protection for individuals, families, and businesses. Call Canton Insurance for all your needs. Reset it right here, 47-45, Bearcats, 3:39 to go. Bears have 19 fouls. Next foul by the Bears puts Hendersonville in the double bonus. Bearcats have 6, so their next foul will put us in the 1-1. Hendersonville called a quick timeout. I couldn't see it. I was kind of blocked by the basket. We're sitting right behind the Pisgah backboard right now, up high. We've got the box seats.
Kind of like the good end zone seats.
The good end zone seats, yeah, like we're asleep. We just don't have the food.
Yeah,
buffet. And
nobody's come by. I mean,
I know.
Nothing. Water.
Where's the chips and dip or the nachos, folks?
Yeah.
All right, Hendersonville ready to inbound the ball. Ainsley inbounding the ball, looking for Landrum on the backside. Gets it to Sawyer Moss. Zeke tried to trap him from behind. Gets it to Redden. Referee's counting. Redden dribbles. Passes it over to Sawyer Moss. Will Norris 5-6 feet off of him. Beaker at the top of the key. Hendersonville's content to hold the ball. Get it to Redden. He's going to try to get it to Ainsley. Knocked away by Herbert. Tried to pass it over Herbert to Ainsley. Knocked out of bounds by Herbert. Bearcats inbounding the ball on their offensive end. Ainsley going to be inbounding the ball to Beaker. Pushed way outside by Cam. Outside the three-point line. Sawyer Moss had a three, wide-open three, decided not to take it. Gets it to Beaker. Outside the three-point line again. Back to Redden at the top of the key. Zeke Long on him. Going to drive the lane. Try to get it all the way to the basket. And makes the layup. 49-45 Bearcats.
Circus shot by Redden. Great shot.
Well, he faked the pass to Beaker. Cam took a step toward Beaker, and he went right by Cam for the layup. Zeke now guarded by Ainsley. And he drives by Ainsley, and Bearcats are going to have a run out, and we're going to see a dunk right here, folks. Yep. So Zeke goes to the basket, puts up the shot. Ball goes to the floor. Three Bears dive for the ball. Bearcats pick it up and get it to Redden, and he finds the streaking Ainsley going down for the two-handed dunk. Coach Craig just called a full timeout, so we're going to stay here at the court for this one. And this timeout is sponsored on the court by Rob Gevgen, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, 125 Park Street in Canton. He can help you reach your financial goals. Stop by or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. Well, we were talking about danger time. I think we're at the we're at the red line right now.
We've got to set up something here on offense, get a quick bucket, and we're really going to have to try to pressure. They're content right now just to hold the ball and hold it outside, and we're going to have to put some pressure on them.
51-45, Bearcats up by 6, 2:27 to go. Two-handed dunk by Ainsley. Good dunk. Wasn't spectacular.
Yeah.
He just made it.
Wasn't bad.
Yep.
I can't do it. So
I never could do it. I couldn't. No. I never could palm the ball, and I wasn't. Didn't have the legs for it anyway.
I don't have the hops that Kalen Inslee does.
No, Kalen's got plenty.
Yeah.
Bears have the ball. Bring it across the timeline. Zeke gets a screen set by Cam, and Cam's underneath the basket, guarded by Landrum. Kicks it to Herbert. Over to Zeke for the three. Short. Rebound by Tanner White. To Mason Herbert at the free throw line. No good. Rebound by the Bearcats. Redden to Sawyer Moss to Inslee. Back to Inslee underneath the basket. Blocked shot by Herbert. And then Tanner goes up for the rebound. One referee called it out on the Bears, but Inslee actually knocked the ball out of
That's Tanner's hands. That's good refereeing right there. The other referee had a good angle, came over and corrected him.
51-45, 1:52 to go. We need a quick bucket here, but we need a good shot. Zeke going all the way to the basket. Gets it to Herbert underneath the basket for the two. 51-47, Bearcats get the ball inbounds. 1:37. Landon bringing the ball up. So we're going to have to foul somebody. And Zeke fouls Landrum at the top of the key. So the Bearcats are in the double bonus. 10 team fouls now. 51-47, 1:28 to go.
It's a little bit tricky for Tanner White. He's got four fouls and we need to foul. So we're going to have to be a little bit strategic about how we give these fouls.
Well, I don't know. We haven't seen Landrum shoot the free throws very much because he missed that last game. First one, no good.
There we go. Maybe we found the guy to foul here.
And it may be that they get him off the floor if he doesn't make this one. Second free throw ready to go. That one's going to be good. 52-47. Norris to Zeke. 1:24 to go. Landrum's trying to pressure Zeke all across the floor. Zeke
off.
Zeke with a shot from the free throw line. Goes around Landrum, misses it. And Zeke and Tanner double team Landrum on the right side. And Landrum dribbles it out of bounds. Possession back to the Bears. 52-47. 1 minute, 11 seconds to go here in the season. Unless we come back.
We got time.
We got time. Got to get a bucket time.
Right here.
Get a bucket. Another defensive stop.
We're just going to have to play the foul game, I believe, the rest of the way.
Maybe try to
double team, get the first pass turnover, if not foul.
I don't know who you foul because all of them are good free throw shooters.
Yeah, you might want to maybe Sawyer Moss if he gets the ball.
Well, I tell you what, he's had a game. His brother usually starts, but he had such a good first half that he's been on the floor, I think, the whole second half.
Yeah,
I think Grant Moss has only been in one time.
Hendersonville's coaches went with Tykel Leonard for defense and Moss for his hustle in the second half, and it's worked for him.
Tanner drives it all the way down to the right side. Zeke with a three-pointer, and Landon's going to go all the way to the basket. Zeke took a three-pointer from the left side from our vantage point off the front of the rim, and Zeke tried to get the ball, but Landrum picked it up, went all the way to the basket, and as he went across the three-point line, Zeke fouled him from behind, so Landrum's going to the line to shoot two. 52-47. First free throw, no good. Seeing a little bit of light.
Coach is like, for Hendersonville's over there thinking, do I take him out? He's playing too good a defense, but he's not making his free throws. So
that one's off too. So we need a quick turnover here. I mean, a quick shot. Need a basket somewhere, somehow.
Oh!
Tanner drives, dishes to Cam. It's tipped before he gets it, and the Bearcats have possession again. Get it to Sawyer Moss on the right three-point line, and Will Norris fouls him. The driving dish, it was open, but
it was.
Just didn't execute it. 52-47, Sawyer Moss going to the line to shoot two. 39.6 seconds to go.
they're leaving the door open. We just gotta make some shots.
First free throw good by Sawyer Moss.
And again, you said it.
Kid's had a great game. Not a normal starter for the Bearcats, but he's been on the floor the whole second half. 54-47, 34 seconds to go. Tanner White loses the ball again. And Zeke Long fouls Landrum as he takes the run out. So that's three or four straight turnovers by the Bears.
Yeah.
A couple of missed shots and a couple of runouts by the Bearcats. 54-47, and Tanner White has just fouled out. That's his fifth foul. Actually, correct, that was Zeke Long with his fifth foul. Tell you what, Zeke's had a heck of a season.
He has. He's getting the standing ovation, and it's well-deserved from the Pisgah faithful.
So we're taking our time getting the substitute in for Zeke. We have a few seconds to do it. Plus, we're doing the mop session again.
Yeah, it's been one of those games where both teams have hustled and been on the floor multiple times.
And it's not the coolest gym we've been in this year either.
No.
Especially at our vantage point. We're up about, 10 feet?
Yeah, we're
off the floor.
10, 11 feet up. And
so the heat's hanging right up here above us. So we've got the sweat mopped up off the floor. Landrum going to the free throw line again. 54-47, 30.7 seconds to go. First free throw good, 55-47.
Got to get three-point baskets now. Twos aren't going to help that much.
And it's tough to do with this Hendersonville pressure. Second free throw good. Three-possession game, 56-47. Tanner White to Miles Troll in the corner. Hits a three from the corner, and Coach Cut calls a timeout. Trying to figure out if it's a full timeout. It is. We're going to take this back at the studio. You're listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Pisgah Basketball on AM 920 WPTL Canton.
Welcome back to Hendersonville High School for this second round playoff game. We have about 30 seconds left to go here in this fourth quarter. Correction, 25. They were timing down the timeout, so I looked at the wrong set of numbers. 56-50, Bearcats. Bears going to pressure full court.
Somebody's going to go long right here, I can guarantee you. It's Inslee.
It's going to be Inslee. They don't get it in. Get it to Redden. Over to Moss. Got to foul somebody, and they got Moss as he passed over to Redden wide open under the basket. So Moss going to the line again. 56-50. About all you can do right now.
We need two misses and a quick three.
First free throw ready. No good.
There you go.
If he makes this one, it'll still make it a three-possession game. So yeah, you got to miss both of them.
It's a huge free throw right here.
Tanner White in for Mason Herbert. Miles ready with his second free throw. Jordan Stockton on the floor and Miles Trell as well. Second free throw. Oh,
goes in.
In and out and back in. 57-50, 18 seconds to go. Tanner kicks at the wheel for the three-pointer from downtown. And another run out for the Bearcats. And that's going to be the ball game, folks. Inslee had another run out, one-handed dunk. And Will tried to block it from behind. Was unsuccessful. So
So 59-50 Bearcats, and Inslee go on the line to shoot one more free throw. And no good. Rebounded by Cam Walker to Tanner White. 3 seconds. Tanner takes a three. No good. And that's the ball game, folks. Well, a good effort by our Bears this season, making it the second round of the state playoffs. Unfortunately, we met our nemesis in the conference, Hendersonville.
They got us too many times this year. It's a really close game every time, and they just made a couple of plays there down the stretch, and we had a couple turnovers that really haunted us there the last couple minutes.
So we're going to take a break here as we end the game. No break. We've met all our sponsor obligations. So I'm going to announce our player of the game. And, Chad, who's your thoughts for player of the game?
Zeke's the senior. I think.
Zeke's a junior.
Oh, is Zeke a junior? I'm sorry.
Yep, Zeke and Tanner are juniors. So our seniors are Mason, Will, and Miles Trull.
Yeah, I mean.
I think I'm going to give it to Mason Herbert.
There you go.
Mason, I don't think he's had one this year, and he definitely deserved it tonight and some other games. So I'm going to give this one to Mason Herbert. And this Player of the Game Award is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. So the outstanding award for effort from a Pisgah player tonight goes to Mason Herbert. So go by and stop and see Haywood Ace Hardware and Steve and his friendly staff west of the Lake Unalaska stoplight on Delwood Road for all of your hardware needs. Ace Hardware is the helpful place. Well, folks, I've enjoyed filling in for Chuck Fiebernitz after his heart attack for you fans. Enjoyed having Chad Paris here with me for these last few games.
Hey, it's been a lot of fun. It's always a joy to see these kids go out here and give their effort. And you learn a lot about life playing sports. And I've always been glad that my kids have participated. And it's fun to see it out here. Sometimes it doesn't end up the way you want, and that's the way it was tonight. But we're always proud of our kids. They gave great effort. And, you know, they didn't win this one, but they showed up and played hard and had a lot of class and everything that they did. So we're proud of them.
Absolutely. And we are fans first. So we're Pisgah. We're going to call Pisgah, and we're going to yell for our kids. So I know you fans don't mind that. So for Jack Webb, Chad Paris to my right, and Tim Hodges at the studio, we'll see you for softball and baseball in a week or so. You have been listening to Pisgah Bear Basketball this season on WPTL Radio and WPTLRadio.net. So long, folks.